would enter the fissures of my soul and sweep it clean of all the leftover, rewarmed odds and ends of living that clutter and stifle it. Poor soul of mine, which cannot look out through its windows blocked with useless sentiments, I promise you a grand spring cleaning tomorrow when I have slept. The stone is warm beneath my burdened head, perhaps thankfulness for constant things, like the loveliness of land, and that the sun always sets so new days will come, would bring a peace not born of little things. Lillian Weiss, February 12, 1949, San Juan Hueyapan, Mexico. 1. Sun. I guess there were signs. There had to have been signs. I missed them all. So, where does this story begin? Damned if I know, exactly. I had me a son. I had a fat little baby boy with a mouth like a rubber band. My husband Craig and I surfed the labor waves together like champs. When my son came out of me, the room was oddly hushed. He was my first, so I didn't know what to expect. But it sure was quiet in there. No slap and cry, no nothing. Nick was blue and cold when he was born. We waited in the delivery room for his inaugural wail and heard only silence. "Don't worry, dear," the nurse said. "We just have to warm him up a bit." They placed him in an apparatus that looked like a toaster oven. Everything in the room seemed cold, frozen. My husband and I each held our breath. And finally, our son took his first, and we let ours out. I had my boy. Deep, dark eyes and a serious composure. All the fingers, all the toes. We named him Samuel, as we had planned, and then after a day or two, Craig and I renamed him Nicholas. Nick. I'd had a beloved uncle with that name, so that was fine with me. Craig gave him the middle name, Dylan, after Bob. Nick, a normal, healthy boy. He was strong, he was adorable, and his future was as bright as the goddamn sun. I would loll around and stare at that future of his, like a baby myself, entranced with jangling keys. Now, Nick sits in a dark room all day, each day, and I wonder, what is he thinking? Who is in there? I see how people look at him. I can read my family's faces. I know what has happened to him is a tragedy. But to me, he is in there, and his future is still ablaze, alone in his filthy apartment that I try to keep clean. It was a soft, white afternoon on Ridgewood Place. Saturdays were generally quiet. An occasional dog would bark, but hours could go by without so much as the sound of a slow-moving car. A pleasant melancholy settled in on the weekends. Walking a few houses up the street to collect Nick from a playdate with his friend Jack, I felt an overall sense of goodness and well-being. We had managed to buy our first house in Larchmont Village, an idyllic neighborhood of Los Angeles. I was a working artist, I had a handsome husband, and we had a darling son and another baby on the way. We seemed to belong perfectly in this venerable neighborhood where generations of families had deep roots in old homes. All was going as planned. It had rained. As I walked, the sun came out, throwing long shadows and a crispness into the air. Everything felt fresh. With each step, wet leaves underfoot, the sidewalk felt comfortable. I was on my block. I was in my life. My neighbor's porch was still dripping. Nick was waiting for me on the steps with Jack and his mother, Bridget. We chatted for a minute. Then I took his hand and we began down the sidewalk. "Did you have fun, Nick boy? Was it a good day?" I asked. "Yeah, we lined up all the toys.